Read all about it. Get your paper.
There's another strike situation looming at the Halifax Daily of Record, the Chronicle Herald. Talks between the Halifax Typographical Union, representing 61 news employees, and management at the Herald broke down in late December 2015. With a conciliator expected to file a report within a few days, union members face a lockout situation within about 2 weeks. Today, Friday, January 8th, the union issued a press release requesting that freelance writers, contributors, and op-ed writers not contribute to the Chronicle Herald until the typographical union is back at work with a contract in hand. According to Ingrid Ballmer, president of the union, Chronicle Herald management has been actively soliciting King's University journalism students as well as freelance union members in preparation for such a strike situation. In the following interview, we speak with Ingrid Ballmer, president of the Halifax Typographical Union. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe.
My name is Ingrid Ballmer. I am president of the Halifax Typographical Union. I'm a photographer at the Herald.
How are the ongoing negotiations at the Chronicle Herald going?
The employer had tabled their final offer on the last day of conciliation while we were still preparing our counterproposal, and they left the table. So right now we have dates set up to continue last-minute talks with the company on the 20th and 21st of January. The conciliator has filed its no board report this morning, which has started the 14-day cooling down period. So there's no talks until we would reach the lockout strike position.
Is the mood at the union hopeful that this may resolve itself without a strike, or are you prepared, are you getting ready to potentially go on strike?
Well, we've felt all along that the company's goal was to lock us out. There has been very little movement to negotiate. And, you know, the hardline approach of take it or leave it, it makes it hard for us to negotiate with them when the roadblocks are put up immediately. So we're hopeful that come the 2 days that we have with the conciliator, we're hopeful that maybe there can be some movement and some understanding. But we do believe that the company has, they've wanted to have it reach this point to lock us out.
Now, you sent out a press release, the most recent one. It appears to be requesting that folks with op-eds, this might range from letters to the editor, freelancers, etc., refrain from contributing to the Herald. Can you elaborate on that and what the motivation behind that might be?
Well, the company has been actively seeking replacement workers in the case of a work stoppage. They've been approaching freelancers, and they've been approaching King's students and asking if they would participate in during a work stoppage. So we thought we would reach out to our colleagues in the freelance world and ask them to stand with us to help with the protection of journalism. Really, this is what it comes down to: this wholesale change of the contract and this seeking to destroy jurisdiction that would allow journalists to do what they do best. That's what we're hoping, that the freelancers will stick with us and stay by our side and not provide content to the Herald during a lockout.
If you were to use this sort of as a platform, as a call out to King students and freelancers alike, what would you say to them?
I would ask them to stand with us, to help us fight for quality journalism, local news, to give the subscribers what they're paying for, rather than content that's going to be editorially driven and not in depth, no news quality whatsoever. We're fighting for journalism, and we're asking that any of the students who believe in that and have the ethics that we have as journalists to stand with us along with the freelancers. And we've had actually quite a lot of support from the freelance community saying that they would stand by us. So there's a lot of support, and I think a lot of people in the community would agree with us that, you know, local news and quality journalism means something to people.
When you talk about standing for journalism, what does journalism mean to you and your union? What is it that you're standing for?
Journalism means everything to us. That's what we love to do. It's what we've been doing for so long and we want to keep doing. Mark Lever at one time said jobs aren't for life. As a journalist, as a photographer, as, you know, a writer, you do these jobs and you're passionate about them. And you're passionate about the stories and the events and the things that we cover. And to say that you have an expiration date of 5 years, it's not what journalism and the history of journalism is all about. It's just that we need to preserve this. There's too much, you know, too much the direction of going into PR for newspapers that we need to get away from.
Are you sensing that papers like the Herald are already going down that route, whether it's related to, you know, strict economics of putting out a paper every day? Do you find in the newsroom at this moment that there's already concerns over, you know, slipping ethics, etc.?
Absolutely. There's been a push for a little while now. And, you know, we as the union, we've been pushing back, trying to make sure that they don't cross that line, that there is a division of, you know, church and state. It's getting more and more difficult.
What does that look like in the newsroom? Are people asking you to write promotional pieces or...
No, they know that they can't do that with our jurisdictional language that we have in our contract. So they're not really asking the newsroom to do that, but they are asking other parts of the company, the custom content people, the weeklies, to, you know, under the guise of custom content so that it looks like editorial, but it's actually the same work in some ways that we're doing. So it's this line that's being crossed. They're not asking us to do it, but they're starting to come into the newsroom in other ways.
And in your mind, a strong union is the best way to protect against this?
Absolutely. I mean, unions are good for a lot of things. You know, I mean, the pension, for example, has increased because of a strong union. The language that we have to keep the ethics, the journalistic ethics in the newsroom, comes from us pushing back when the company, you know, wanted to have those lines blurred more. If you don't have a strong unit that can have the ability to push back through grievance, through just talking, then I think that we all lose.
All right, thank you, Ingrid.
Help.
See you.
Take care.